Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, October 12th. The grains closed mixed with December corn closing steady at 6.93, December wheat down 18¾ cents at 8.82¼, and November beans up 19¾ cents at 13.96. Well, the reports came out, you know, as you would expect by the way we closed, friendly on the beans. It looks like they cut bean production by 65 million bushels. They added the 40 million in from the adjustment from last year, but they took the carryout down to 200 million, which is exactly what it was. But when you're looking for 240 and you get 200, it was pretty friendly. So that's what rallied the beans, along with the fact that we had that export sale this morning of 526 beans to China. Now, the wheat numbers... I really didn't see anything that bearish out here. The wheat carryout is 576. That's down 34 million from last month, but it was 13 million above the average guess out here. But the USDA lowered the production 133 million bushels down to 1.650 million bushels. So that was a big cut. I'm surprised the market didn't act better with that. But the world carryouts are still, you know, pretty big. Corn still over 300, 301.2. It was down 3.3. Beans back over 100 at 100.5, up 1.6. The wheat, 267.5. That was down 1.1 million metric tons from last month. The corn production number was 49 million off last month, pretty much right in the range. The yield was left unchanged. The soybean yield was dropped 0.7 of a bushel here. That's what caused, you know, most of the excitement in the bean market was the pretty big drop in production. Now, they offset some of that by lowering demand as well. So, you know, the report actually, you know, I thought if anything, when they were looking for, they found that extra 40 million bushels of beans, that this report would be bearish beans. And, maybe a little bit bullish on the wheat. It came out just the opposite. People, I guess, were set the wrong way. And we saw funds buying beans and selling wheat here today. So the funds are back short, you know, probably about 30,000 contracts of wheat. It's interesting. On Friday, we closed at 8.80¼ on December wheat. We closed tonight at 8.82¼, so just up 2 cents. Which is a long way from the 70 cents we were higher on Monday. So we've given back all but 2 cents here. And at one point we even traded under that. We got down to 8.76. So not great action in the wheat. Corn number is pretty much as expected. Really didn't see too much out there. I think the corn was trying to decide whether it wanted to find to follow the wheat lower or the beans higher, and it closed dead center at steady money at 6.93. So now we go back to the basics. Crude oil was down $1.91 a barrel, down to 86.06. That's about a $6-7 break from the earlier highs. The dollar finished up about 9 ticks, 13.22. The Dow Jones is up 72, but the S&P is steady. And, you know, Jamie Dimon came out with a comment that the U.S. is headed toward recession. So I don't disagree with that. And I think it's going to be hard for grains to rally, certainly in the next couple of weeks with harvest moving along and with the stock market not acting very good out here. Harvest is going to be a little bit delayed in the Midwest. We had really good rains here this afternoon in Chicago, expecting more rains tonight. Big system kind of moved through north central Illinois. Rest of the country, you know, it's still too dry out west. This rain will help the newly planted wheat, but overall, we don't see any real problems out here with the exception of Argentina being too dry, southern Brazil a little bit too dry, but most of Brazil is in great shape out here. So tomorrow, we'll get back to the fundamentals. And we'll see where we go. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.